her briefing regarding the Biden effort to lower soaring gas prices, which, by the way, is idiotic. We didn't need our reserves. We could have saved them. God forbid we have to go to war. We had independence. We shut down pipelines. We put Americans out of work. This is insane. Insane. We have a man running down the street jogging, and he ends up getting clobbered and murdered. For what? Because of his skin color? Then we bust a white dude who shoots three white jackasses, and he is considered a white supremacist. I wanted to talk about the health care insurance problems we have in America. Everything costs more under Biden. Our safety, what safety we have, our food, our fuel, real estate prices, everything is going through the roof. And our educational system is going down the tubes. They want a critical race theory in schools? We don't teach it. Really? That's why you're losing. Right now, if the Republicans play the game the correct way, and I say play the game the correct way, is by doing everything right, staying on subject. The subject lines here will matter. You'll be elected. We'll wipe out the Democrats. They're finished. I mean, we have district attorneys nationwide, for whatever reason, want to let scum of the earth walk. How can that be? And is this part of the way? Is this the plan? How to take guns from the people? We'll have, because there'll be a militia. Ain't gonna happen. You're gonna have a civil war on your hands. And let me tell you, if you haven't seen some of the militias that are out there, buddy, let me tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. These people know what they're doing. Forget about the guns that they have. They know how to use them. They are prepared for what could be coming. I'm terrified. It's unreal. When you look at the homelessness under the Biden administration at all-time highs, nationwide, it's pathetic. Let's go to the phones. We got Eddie. Eddie, how are you?
Yeah. Well, there's just a broad daylight murder there on Sunset Boulevard in L.A. Some guy getting out of a vehicle to protect his wife, and eight men gunned them down. And they're probably on their way up here, you know? I mean, all these criminals from Southern California come up and link hands with the ones up here. But what they have to do on these smash and grab robberies is they have to have a trap. They have to set them up with some sort of internet situation where they show up at a store, and then you have about 100 cops and armed citizens surround them and take them out. You know, just let them have it. It's because they have to have some enforcement. They can't just be on the defensive. They have to use a sting tactic the way they do with prostitution,
Eddie,
drug sales.
My process is a little better than yours. You know how I would do it? I would let these guys come in, and when they come out with the goods, shoot them on sight.
Well, that would work, but you would have to make sure that you wouldn't damage any luxury items. But I don't know, I suppose a Louis Vuitton bag with a bullet hole in it's a state symbol nowadays or something. But they better not let this happen in this state. I mean, you know, if Lombardo wants to be governor or whoever, I mean, they better not let it happen here. And if it happens here, it should happen one time and that's it. Take them out.
I agree with you, Eddie.
Bye-bye.
Hey, take care of yourself. The phone number here is 702-866-6700. We'll take a short break. We come back, open up to more callers. What do we need to do? How do we prevent this country from sinking into a banana republic? My name is Pat Casale. You're listening to Live and Local now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there's some shoulder activity there on the Southern Beltway, 215 northbound at Pebble. Watch that if you're in the slow lane. Extremely slow through the Spaghetti Bowl because of the lane restrictions. That construction zone right there is both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. on the 515. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there, because that construction is causing congestion on that transition ramp. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 eastbound. And you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort corridor right now on Interstate 15.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders set for Thursday's matchup on the road at Dallas. 1:30 Pacific kickoff. Vegas 5-5 looking to snap a three-game skid. 7-3 Dallas on top of the NFC East. On the NHL scoreboard tomorrow, the Golden Knights visit Nashville. Vegas looking to bounce back after Sunday's 5-2 loss at St. Louis. Back home this Saturday night against Edmonton.
12 to shoot. He's going to pull up for three right side. And hit nothing but the bottom of the net. And Devin Booker has his first three in a while. He's got 20 points on the night.
The action on the Suns radio network, 115-111 the win over the Spurs last night. The winning streak at 13 games for Phoenix. They're 14-3 with the victory. Nice night for Devin Booker. 23 points to lead the scoring. The Suns will try and keep the winning streak alive tomorrow when they visit Cleveland. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale. It's 12:35 here on a Tuesday, the 23rd of November. This is Thanksgiving week. We'll see what happens. We'll go from there. But, you know, what are we to expect from these people in this country? What's going on? What I'm starting to see is insanity. What do you think? 702-866-6700. Everything is more expensive under this administration, including our lives that we have to protect. Give me a call. Let's talk. We go to Brady. Hey, Brady.
How you doing, Pat?
I don't know. How are we doing?
Kind of hard to sleep at night. That's all I can tell you.
I agree.
You know, in regarding this Arbery thing, you know, what those guys did, they chased him down. That was terrible, you know. But one thing that you're failing to realize is that Aubrey did run and grab for that guy's gun and pulled that shotgun. When he pulled that shotgun,
I want to ask you a question. So I'm chasing you with a shotgun, and there ain't nowhere for you to go. What would you do?
I'm not going to lunge at a shotgun and try to wrestle it from the guy.
So you're going to try. So you're going to turn your back and take your shot at me, shooting you in the back.
I would have stopped. They said this is a police arrest. Please stop. This is like vigilante arrest. Also, Arbery was a convicted thief and a felon.
Okay, that's fine. I agree with that. That's great. Okay. Can I ask you a question? So wait a minute. Hold on. So here's a question. At that moment, though, when he got it, did he have anything? Did he steal anything?
They didn't have him on video, but he
no,
was
no, no, no. When they found
he
him,
he was a neighborhood jogger.
Did he have anything on him that he stole?
Not at that time. If he would have had video, that's what them people did wrong that chased him down. If they would have had evidence that he was casing the place and robbing something and had him on video, he'd been stopped several times before that by the cops. He also was arrested for thieving at Walmart. He was given a 5-year prison sentence.
So here's the question for you. Well, hold on a minute.
This guy was not.
Well, hold on. No, but everything you're saying is irrelevant to the case.
Because
there's other video, Brady, that clearly show other people, white people, going in and out of that building, then they shouldn't have been in there.
But he was known as the neighborhood jogger robber, and that's well known. And that's the truth of the fact. If you don't like it, that's too bad, but that's the fact. And he had medication problems. He was a schizophrenic. That's not out there also. And at the time when they did his blood analysis, he had zero Zyprexa, which is a crazy drug, in his system. That means he was off his meds, and it would make him violent and combative, just like what he did when he grabbed for the gun instead of listening and stopping.
I'm just going to tell you right now, You cannot go after people like this and make a citizen's arrest with a gun. And if you're going to continue to do that, we're not going to have law and order. We will, in fact, be a banana republic. People are going to be dying in the streets or being hung like in the Oxbow, like I related to the Oxbow incident.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing, I mean, like I said, I don't agree with what happened with that at all. It was a very, you're chasing somebody down without any evidence. You got a little bit of rumor that he robbed some. That's besides the point right now. Let's just go back to Waukesha with this. All this evidence coming out on this guy, and for the media to suppress and said, oh, he was running from a domestic, completely false. All the stuff that they gave out there for that first day was absolutely false narrative. And you got to ask yourself, why did they turn all the power off in Waukesha as a safety thing? What is that about? They had the power off for how many hours?
I'll tell you right now, there's the law. There's your case right there. There's your lawsuit against Waukesha.
I don't know what they were doing there. And the thing is, like I said, my buddy Mike called in and it was mentioning the barricades. Why wasn't there anything more like some type of a barricade on the entrance? Because all that guy did was knock over a couple pylons and they took a couple shots on him and he was on his way. There's nothing that stopped him. And usually you have barricades in front of a parade entrance just to stop people like that. People are getting wise up. A lot of cities have like where you zigzag and are all around before you even get onto the parade route. You know, that was a safety violation. I'm sure somebody's going to sue Waukesha for that.
Well, they should.
Yeah. You know, why wasn't there more police on the street with an AR-15? Why wasn't there more Kyle Rittenhouses on top of the buildings as a militia stopping people like that? That's what we need. We have no police out there, Pat, anymore. It's all been defunded. Look at Minneapolis, Waukesha, all across the United States, and then you're wondering why this is happening. You're letting all the prisoners out due to COVID, some bullshit story like that. You know, this is ridiculous what they're doing.
I would agree. Thank you for the call, my friend. I appreciate you. 866-6700. That's 866-6700. It is crazy. It really is crazy where we're at. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. I'm just lost. I just look at the country as a whole, and I look at where we're going, and I'm terrified. It really is amazing. So, I you know what? And I look at everything that they're doing in Washington right now, and I'm floored. I'm floored about what I see. I don't get it. You know, when you look at top to bottom, this has always been a country of law and order. Yeah, we've had our exceptions. But if the people don't like the ruling in a court case, they riot, they threaten. Is that where we're at? Is that where we're going right now? And you know what? It's amazing when you see where the country has gone politically. And I have to tell you, man, I would say the government in 2021, after the election, going forward, has mishandled everything from COVID on down. That we are so dang divided right now, I don't know how we straighten it out. Do you? I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, we are definitely in a divided state, and I don't see how it could be turned around. What if this guy is correct? This was the intent of Brooks, was to run over people in the parade. Now what? Now what do we do? You can't. This video he put out is crazy. This is really bad. It really is. And here's the other thing. How do you let somebody out of jail on $1,000 bail? How? This guy was released from jail earlier this month when he what is called an inappropriately low bail amount. Why? When you got somebody this crazy, why would you let him out of jail so soon? And this guy, this wasn't a first-time offender. And you know the sad part about it? Is it a black-white issue? I'd hope not. But what if it is? And this is not me making this up. See, I'm not trying to stir the pot, create an issue. But when you have a video from a BLM member, it's disturbing. It's very disturbing. What are we to believe? Where are we going? Where are we going as a nation? Stay tuned for more. Live and local now.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospital hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm back. It's Pat Gasell. You know, I'm going to have a special guest hopefully calling in shortly. I didn't want to mention any names just yet. The number here is 866-6700. That's 702-866-6700. You know, we've been talking about the case of where we're at right now with all the news. Everything on the headlines is bad. Not one good news. No good news at all. This is crazy. And then later on, at 3 o'clock, the 2 to 3 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the affordable health care. I'm going to talk about where we're at with regard to these senior plans. You know, how to make sure you find the right plan for you. We're going to go into that because right now, I have a lot of clients really concerned about where their premiums are going. If you've been on the exchanges, the rates are going through the roof. And we're going to talk about we're going to give you some tips and how to maximize your insurance to keep your costs down. So we'll be talking about that from the 2 to 3 hour. But, you know, when you look at, especially with employers and coverage, I love this headline, 3 cheers for employer health insurance. Believe me, you have no idea how great that is. But right now, when we look at where we're at as a country, and when you look at the news of the day, I mean, I have never seen a new president start off so bad. And then, now, the good news, Joe Biden will return and run, and he's going to run again in 24, which I don't believe he will. But they want to calm down the masses, and they're saying that Joe Biden will be running again. Who would vote for him? Seriously. Who's going to vote for any of this administration? You know, not now. You got the Virginia AG elect is going to investigate Loudoun after the sheriff's letter says the school district enabled the assault. By the way, this goes back to what we said earlier, how they're going to basically they want to hide sexual assault by teachers. So the Virginia Attorney General-elect Jason Myers vowed to investigate the Loudoun County School Board's actions surrounding the 2 sexual assaults. If you didn't know about that, in Loudoun County, there was a sexual assault at one school. They denied it happened. Then they moved the kid to another school who did it again. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then then the news of the day is the Department of Education is proposing to roll back attempts at collecting additional data on teachers' perpetrated sexual assaults, prompting concerns about transparency. Data collection under last week's proposal would continue to include the number of documented incidents at a given school, but would retire the Trump-era reporting on a rape or attempted rape or a sexual assault allegation that were followed up by a resignation or retirement prior to the final discipline termination. Why? Why would you let somebody off the hook for retiring? Rape is rape. That's crime. And on a child, even worse. And I got to tell you, this guy, Miguel Cardona, what a clown. Wow. The department suggested retiring the following elements. whether any of the school students, faculty, or staff died as a result of a homicide committed at the school, whether there has been at least one incident at the school that involved a shooting, numbers of allegations made against school staff, member of rape or attempted rape or sexual assault that occurred at the school, which were followed by a determination that the school staff member was responsible or not responsible for the offense, number of allegations made against the school staff member of rape or attempted rape or sexual assault that occurred at the school, which had a determination that remained pending, number of allegations made against the school staff member or of a rape or attempted rape or sexual assault that occurred at the school, which were followed by a duty reassignment prior to the final discipline termination. I mean, can you imagine this is going on? Unbelievable. We're going to take a quick break. We come right back to Live and Local now.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now, 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance, or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone, or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. We go back to the phones. I got Cassius on the line. Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, I wanted to comment on some of the general topics that you've broached this morning, and I will say I've got two approaches. One is going to be why law enforcement is loath to put too much effort into the groups of people, and I say people. I will define that a little bit more lengthy in a moment. But they're loath to go after them or set up stings or traps, entrapment to cause these incidents to become less and perhaps arrest some people. There's a reason for